Yeah, my name is Eddie. I'm from Sweden, but yeah, we can take this in English, of course.
Yes.
I'm a producer with a publishing deal at F Block Music in England, in London.
My name is J Mag, and I'm the reason why we're speaking in English.
This is very fun because you travel all the way from England and to the beautiful place of Tomelilla to work with music. Explain why.
It's my manager, Simon Larkin, which runs a studio down here called Simon Larkin CS Recording Studio. It's definitely a place, you know, for bands and, you know, producers and in every genre, basically. So, yeah, he's managing me in my production parts for F Block in London, etc., etc. So now I'm working with J Mac here, a songwriter from London.
And Jay, you are from London, or?
So I'm originally from Northern Ireland, but I moved to London about 3 years ago, and I've just signed a publishing deal to F Block, same as Eddie.
You are from Skåne.
Yeah.
And that is interesting. How did you end up in England?
Everything is just Simon, I'd like to say, my manager. So he's a friend of my mom and her sisters from when they were living in London as well as, you know, younger. So, and he just listened to my music one day and he thought, like, I can help you out. I got some contacts. I got some, you know, a studio and whatnot. So that's how it started.
Vilken del av Skåne är det?
Helsingborg.
Ja, det har vi ju hört talas om faktiskt. Vad kul.
Represent.
Då. Vilket äventyr.
Verkligen.
Ja.
Så det är kul.
And how did you two meet?
Well, we kind of only met a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
When I flew out. So
oh, here to Simon.
Yeah, so Hank, who runs F Block, decided it would be a good idea to fly me out to work with Eddie. So that's what we've been doing. We've just been writing songs all week.
What sort of music do you work with or has been doing in your life?
Normally just pop music. Like, I just really like very radio friendly, chart friendly pop music. That's what I write.
You said you're from Northern Ireland. What part?
Belfast.
Yep. So you started with music also early in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of always had a love of music, and I kind of thought it was just kind of the love that everyone had until I realized that it's actually what I wanted to do as a career. And then I just kind of pursued it from there and kind of thankfully realized I could write songs.
How did it start for you?
So I ended up at F Block through a kind of very loose connection with my university and kind of just got kind of a 3-week internship there. And then the boss heard my stuff and liked it and decided he wanted to work with me. And then a couple of months later, he signed me. So.
Wow, it must be interesting. I mean, Belfast is a big city, but then moving to London also, that must have been.
Yeah, it was scary at first, but, you know, you kind of get used to it and you get your friends and everything just becomes normal, you know.
Let us know some of the artists in England that you have been working with.
So at the minute, the stuff that I do, I mainly just work with producers. So I'm working with a lot of producers at FH Block in London, and then we kind of just send the songs that we write out to different artists and kind of hope that they respond and decide they like it enough to record it and things like that.
So. Okay. Yep. So it's a process.
Yeah, it's definitely not as quick as people think it is.
Have you been to Sweden before?
No, this is my first time.
And you end up in Tomelilla now. You can't be in a better places than
exactly.
That's
where all the tourists go.
So how do you work together? How does like when you sit in the studio? How do you start sort of together?
I think it's different with each song. You know, sometimes we think, okay, why don't we do something for Liam Payne, or why don't we do something for this artist or whoever? Other times, maybe one of us has an idea that we play to the other, and then we just grow it from there.
Yeah. So just, yeah, you know, look at artists and what, you know, what you like, what artists do you like.
Yeah.
Like. So just go at it like, who needs this and who needs that. So just try and see what you can find out.
Amazing what can happen in around the places here in Ystad and Tomelilla and so on.